I first heard of him when I had a conversion back in 2000. I'd been out in Medjugorje and I heard about this incredible priest and miracle worker, his sanctity, and really how he is, you know, an apostle for our time, and how so many miracles are still happening through his intercession. And I just think that, you know, individually or as a country, we're so badly in need of really a miracle, literally. And there's no shame in going down on one's knees and asking for that, whatever the circumstances. So, and also for other people who need it, who can't travel, you know, those who are ill, cancer, etc. There's an abundance of miracles associated with him to this very day. And he said, I think, pray, hope, and don't worry. And if we could have some of that, some of the despair and gloom might lift, just on a personal level, that nothing's impossible to God. So that's partly why I'm here. It's intercession for myself, for everyone, and just to honour him. You know, what an incredible witness.
We're here with Yvonne in Galway, and Yvonne is at the feast of St. Pio. Who is St. Pio to you, Yvonne?
St. Pio is someone, actually, to be quite honest with you, I was just watching Unsolved Mysteries the other night, and St. Pio was in it, and he's a man that, in that particular clip, healed a woman. So I was just looking for a saint. I really wanted a saint to follow, and for some reason I felt that this St. Pio may be the same. So I came here tonight with a bit of ambition, looking to see. And I'm just after getting blessed with his glove there now. And I got very emotional. And I really do feel that this particular saint is someone who will lead me closer to God. I believe that I would love an increase in faith at the moment. And I believe this could be the saint to bring me closer to God.
And do you mind me asking, are you seeking healing?
I was seeking an increase in faith, and I believe I got that tonight. I believe I got a special blessing there tonight. I think everyone is seeking healing, so healing of mind, soul, body, and spirit. But I think St. Pio is obviously he's got bilocation. He's the saint who had all these different gifts, and for me, this is definitely someone I'll be praying to for my children. I have three sons, so I'll be praying to St. Pio for my sons. And
the age of your sons?
So I have a 3.5-year-old, a 22-month-old, and a 4-week-old.
My goodness me, your hands are very busy.
Very busy indeed, but it's great to be here tonight. And this is my first night out now since the birth of my son, my last son. And I just really feel that St. Pio is going to be a big part in their lives now.
And where are you from, Yvonne?
I'm actually from Roscrea in County Tip.
I mean, where did you? I mean, what brought you to this particular festival or feast or celebration, if you like, of St. Pio?
Yeah, as I said, last night was the Unsolved Mysteries, and I went to Mass there this morning, and a friend of mine said that this was on tonight, and I really just, you know, sometimes God leads you. And, you know, I was seeking a saint. Now, I know St. Faustina, I love all the saints. I've obviously great love of God, but I do feel the saints bring you know, forth. And I just, you know, obviously the little clip of him was on last night, and then this morning I was told this was on tonight, and I just felt it was very important for me to be here.
And can I ask you, why wouldn't you just go straight to Jesus and pray to Jesus? Why do you feel the need to go to St. Pio?
And that is a really good question. And the truth of it is that I do go directly to Jesus the whole time. But I feel that the more people you have, obviously, Jesus is the key to all this. But I feel just for myself that it's very important that, you know, you can talk to as many people as you can. And I feel you can talk to the saints very much so. And that they, you know, maybe if you find it hard to go directly to Jesus, that they will bring you closer.
So do you feel St. Pio intervenes in your life on a regular basis?
Definitely confirmation there tonight after being blessed with his love. But I do agree with you completely that we should go directly to Jesus. But I do think that the saints are a very, very a key part to bringing us directly to Jesus as well.
Do you feel they're a reflection of Jesus and his love?
I do, most certainly. And especially with St. Pio, with him having the stigmata, you know, 10 years without signs of it. And then obviously with the signs, I feel that he is key. And I just heard him there tonight in the homily of how his mother and father were very essential in his life to bring in for his faith to increase. And I think that's why maybe I'm here tonight, because obviously I'm praying for an increase in faith, my faith, and especially for my children. And I think now that, you know, by the intercession of St. Pio, that he will be a key part of my son's lives.
Thank you very much, Yvonne.
And thank you very much.